Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Very superstitious.
As 2013 gets underway, you kind of have to wonder, will it be Friday the 13th all year long? Today has the especially ominous date of 1313, and the 113th Congress, that's got to be a bad luck, will be sworn in just a few minutes. So should we be worried about these numbers? Bruce Hood is here to answer that question and explain the roots of this particular superstition. He's professor of developmental psychology in society at the University of Bristol in England, and author of The Science of Superstition, How the Developing Brain Creates Supernatural Beliefs. Bruce, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you for joining us.
Hi there, Brian. How are you?
Good. So you're a few hours ahead of us. You've experienced a little more of this potentially unlucky 1313. Anything spooky happening in the UK?
So far, so good. Yeah, just this phone call from New York, which has me a little worried. But yeah, no, it's been good so far.
Is that bad luck, phone calls from New York?
No, it was quite auspicious, actually. I was actually just working on this idea, and to get the phone call, of course, was one of those coincidences which we pay a lot of attention to.
I'll ignore the fact that over there I think you would write the date as 3113.
Indeed, that's true. I haven't thought about that.
That's a whole other relative culture story. Listeners, where have you seen the number 13 avoided, even if it seems silly? Is there a 13th floor in the building you live in or work in? 212-433-WNYC. How far have you gone to avoid those digits? There are stories of people being asked for a different room if they go to a hotel, one of the rare hotels that actually has a 13th floor. 212-433-9692. Do you suffer from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13 yourself? 212-433-9692. Any personal superstitions related to any other numbers or cultural ones? I gather they don't have fourth floors on a lot of buildings in China because their pronunciation for the number four sounds like the word for death, if I've got that right. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Bruce, do you know the origin of the stigma around 13?
Well, it has several possible origins. It could be Babylonian. It could be Norse. There's a 13th god with Loki who was associated with evil doings. The Iranians have a particular fear of the number 13, or the first 13th of the first month of the year is a national holiday. And to combat this evil, they go out and have a good time. So that's one of the benefits of 13. But for most people in the West, the origin is probably most likely to do with the Last Supper, so it has probably Christian overtones. In the Bible, of course, John 6, Jesus said, I've chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil. And, of course, the following day, we all know what happens. So the origins go way back, but I suppose it really had a resurgence of interest around about the 18th century and 19th century in particular, when people started to have dinner parties. And that's when we saw a lot of reports and fear about having 13 guests at the table. People went through all sorts of ways of avoiding that. The Savoy Hotel, for example, in London, has a wooden cat called Casper, just in case any party is of the number 13, they'll add the cat to the table to bring the numbers up.
Wow. Would that be a black cat?
Well, it might be Casper the Ghost. I haven't actually seen it. I will be going in a couple of months' time, but I will check out to see if Casper is still there. But interestingly enough, there's a New Yorker, William Fowler, who tried to combat this whole idea of the dinner party thing. And he started the 13 Club in New York, which was he had his first meeting on Friday the 13th of January in room 13. And he invited these 13 guests, and they had a walk under ladders, and they sat at the table where there was salt spilled all over it. And it was really just flying in the face of all the superstitions to show how irrational it was. And this became a very successful dining club.
Huh. Jesse in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
So you were in Hong Kong.
Yeah, and I was in a hotel, and it didn't have a fourth floor or a 13th floor.
Uh-huh. See, that's because they were catering to both a Chinese and a Western clientele. I found an article from 2002, Bruce, where a spokesman from the Otis Elevator Company said that as many as 85% of the world's high-rise buildings don't have a floor labeled 13.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. About one in three streets in the UK don't have a number 13 house. So it's very common. And four, of course, as you pointed out, does sound in Cantonese like the word death. But what's interesting, and this is maybe one reason not to just immediately dismiss all these ideas, a study of deaths in California amongst the Asian community did find significant peaks on the fourth day of each month. So there is this notion that maybe the fear of the word four in Cantonese makes people anxious, and that has a consequence.
I even read on one website that this has implications for firefighters and fire departments, because if they don't know the particular numbering of the floors in a particular building, that is whether it has a 13th floor or not, or a fourth floor, and they're called to a fire, let's say on the 16th floor, unless they can see it, they have to use the odds, which is to say they start going to the 15th floor because there was no 13th.
Ah, well, yes, of course. Many airlines don't have a 13th row as well.
Yes.
Continental notoriously doesn't have a row 13.
Penny in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Penny.
Hi. I grew up in London, England, and I had a neighbor on my street who lived at number 13 of our road, and they got their house for almost nothing because the house wouldn't sell. No one wanted to buy a house that was number 13.
It was that big a thing. On the other hand, here is Ettore in Mamaroneck. Ettore, hi.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. So I don't know if you can hear me very well.
Can hear you great.
Although we do have a problem in being a 13 at the table, the number 13 in Italy is actually a lucky number. One of the major lottery related to soccer, you have to guess 13 games in order to win. So
in Italy, it's a lucky number. So do you have buildings in Italy with two or three 13 floors?
Number 13 is not a problem in buildings. It's only a problem when you're sitting at the table, as your guest mentioned already.
Thank you very much. By the way, before we go, I want to give you a chance to tell us very briefly about your new book, The Self-Illusion, How the Social Brain Creates Identity.
Wow, thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, it's a new one out, and it's a book that's going to surprise a lot of people. Most of us feel that we exist inside our heads. This is our conscious experience. But throughout the book, I build this argument to suggest it's all an illusion, and in fact, we're much more multiple than we really appreciate. So it's going to be a bit of a surprise for anyone who has a really strong ego or sense of self.
Jake in Manhattan, what do you want to say about the number 13?
I love the number 13. I actually seek it out everywhere I go. My partner and I, our residence in Manhattan has a 13 in it, and we're about to move, and we're looking for apartments based on the fact that it has a 13 in its address.
I heard, by the way, that so does Taylor Swift seek out the number 13, which has been, lucky enough for her. And Alex Rodriguez, who makes about $30 million a year.
Right.
Number 13 on the New York Yankees.
Absolutely. My partner also lived in Japan for a while, and that address was a 13 as well, and his business address has a 13, so it's just become a thing.
Thank you. Russ in Stony Brook has a quick 13 aversion story. Hi, Russ.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good. Real quick.
Yeah, I used to work up at Stony Brook University years ago in the medical records department. And when you get on the elevator, instead of the medical records department was on the 13th floor, but instead of having the number 13 on the button in the elevator, they put MR instead of 13.
There you go. And drawing more attention to it than it ever should have gotten. So before you go, Bruce, I don't know how much you follow American politics, but our 113th Congress will be sworn in today. Is that cause for alarm?
No, I wouldn't imagine. So that club I told you about, the 13 Club, had five presidents. So there's nothing unlucky about the number 13. And indeed, I grew up on number 13 in my hometown. So I think I've had a pretty good time. So I don't think there's anything to worry about.
No, that's the wrong answer. The answer is the 113th Congress definitely will be a cause for alarm, but it has nothing to do with numerology. Bruce Hood, professor of developmental psychology at the University of Bristol in England. His new book is titled The Self Illusion. And thank you very much as we go out with the 13th floor elevators.